Tribunal charges Al-Akhbar chief with obstruction of justice. Okay, the Hague-based Special Tribunal for Lebanon said that there are sufficient grounds to proceed against Ibrahim Al-Amin and Karma Al-Khayat. In your opinion, what are the information that they have against these two? Because we've seen the minister what he said. He said that they are not convicted; they're only asked for questioning here.
The simple thing is that when the whole philosophy that has been based upon the formation of the STL, that the Lebanese judiciary cannot handle this. Mm-hmm. Now we have a question. Is it right that the Lebanese judiciary cannot handle summoning and the questioning Ibrahim Al-Amin and Karma Al-Khayat?
Yes.
So even this is not is not something that we can trust our judiciary system for.
Yes.
It is a matter of sovereignty, I believe. When it comes to this detail, I believe they have went so far, actually, that in a way that is not acceptable, not to the country, not to the state, and not to the government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they say that they wanted to actually question them for the publication of names asserted to be those of alleged confidential witnesses in the tribunal's
Is that actually
a weak position from the STL? Have they actually stabbed themselves with such stances here, Doctor?
Absolutely. I mean, when you have scores of examples about leaks and about people who could really be convicted for their leaks and for threatening the lives of people, when they themselves leaked out certain names that they were not sure whether they are involved in this or not. Mm-hmm. This is something that the STL itself did, which would be backfiring against it in terms of credibility and in terms of even reaching to the justice in the whole issue. Mm-hmm. But another thing is that the STL, with these measures, they are trying to blackmail or to gag the people not to say anything. I mean, the freedom of press, the freedom of expression is something sacred. I mean, you cannot compromise it.
Especially in Lebanon,
we do
have a wider range of freedom of journalists. The charges against Amin relate to the decision of Al-Akhbar in January 2013, to remind our own viewers, to publish the names of 32 witnesses belonging to the STL's prosecution. The summon against Khayat, deputy head of news and political programs, involves material broadcast on Al Jadid in August 2012. How do you read today, Doctor, this kind of a collaboration and unity that was found, at least, among journalists, among researchers, among activists, how they collaborated and united with Karma Al-Khayat and with Ibrahim Al-Amin? From your own perspective, was it up to expectations here?
I believe it was satisfactory to a great degree, actually. Mm-hmm. Many, we know this kind of protest against the STL and its measures against Ibrahim Al-Amin and Karma Khayat has brought the rivalries, has brought the different camps all together.
Rivals together,
into the press syndicate in order to voice out their anger and the protest and demand that the STL should withdraw these kind of blackmail against the people. It's an insult to the Lebanese system, Lebanese judicial system. Mm-hmm. And I believe the kind of protest that has taken place, there are yet many to happen as well. I mean, we know that tomorrow in the parliament,
they will be voting for a president.
Exactly. No, I mean, tomorrow in the parliament, before the session for voting for a president.
Yes, they will be picking a
president. There would be a kind of congregation by the parliamentarians themselves, the deputies in the Lebanese parliament, to voice out also their protest and against the STL and its procedure.
Yes, we've seen Hassan Fadlallah actually highlighting that he will also state this factor, which is a very important one. Moving on to another article from Al-Akhbar, Special Tribunal for Lebanon aims to stifle Lebanese press. A plan to stifle the Lebanese press is in the works, but this time it's being orchestrated in the name of international justice. The Special Tribunal has moved to force the Lebanese media to refrain from publishing any information about the court's work that the STL does not disclose officially. Their decision undercuts a main prerogative of the press and aims to turn the Lebanese media into a mouthpiece for the STL. Many actually said that what came out of the STL was forced by some Lebanese politicians within the Lebanese government, especially belonging to the 14th of March, especially those that cannot actually convict Ibrahim al-Amin in the past. They will do it through the SDL, and they were the ones, in one way or another, who forced the SDL to issue such a conviction. How do you read that?
Actually, it's not, I mean, that the, we should understand that there is a high division in the Lebanese politics now between the 14th of March and the 8th of March, but it isn't that they forced the SDL. It's not like forcing the SDL or not forcing the SDL. The SDL has its own agenda. Everybody knows about this. And they are targeting a certain political group in Lebanon. Though they are talking that they are trying to investigate the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri, still, you are talking about a highly divided community upon political lines, upon different lines. So they are making use of this, actually. And the kind of things that happened, even with those who were summoned to the SDL, I mean, if you go and see what kind of things happened, you will understand what what's really going on.
Is what happened actually will allow many factions inside Lebanon to relook their own position towards the SDL, or at least question its credibility now. I mean, they are interfering at the end in things that they're not supposed to be interfering in, and they are actually blaming the numbers that the New TV actually highlighted, that there are fake numbers here, and they're not the real numbers of people who were behind the assassination.
So they are not the New TV in this regard. They are not leaking out information. They are just correcting the information of the SDL, that those numbers whom you say it belongs to person or character 1 and 2, they don't belong to them. They belong to ordinary people. Mm-hmm. They were actually when we heard them.
This vivid or clear stances or clear evidence, picture that we do have towards the SDL, would it actually open the eyes of factions from the 14th of March to actually see the real picture here and question its credibility?
It is a matter of politics.
It will not
it's
happen.
It's a matter of politics.
No matter what the amount of pressure that is kept here by the researchers.
Of course. I believe you're talking about highly, it's a political, purely political issue. It has nothing to do with the evidence that is going to be brought from here or there.
What will happen, your own opinion, Doctor? What will actually...
I believe people, this is going to gather more and more protest among the Lebanese ranks.
We are looking forward.
One of the things that they missed maybe is that the Lebanese community may be divided upon political lines, but when it comes to this kind of the freedom of the press, the freedom of the media. I believe many are going to protest and will not accept. And we have seen, like, even some characters from the 14th of March, though they were not so many, but in different ways, many of them have voiced out their anger and not their unsatisfaction with what happened.
Okay. Moving on to another article here, a news or Lebanese presidential elections looking for a president, not just a candidate, of course, in light of what will happen tomorrow. It was published by Nicolas Nassif on April 24, 2014. He said that each candidate showed each parliamentary bloc's true strengths, won the three main factions, March 8, March 14, and Walid Jumblat's bloc, managed to show exactly their true size and strength, and at the same time the maximum extent of what they can do in a second round of voting. So is it a matter of strength here, of who holds
absolutely
the best
you're
candidate?
Talking about weights, you're talking about weights. Well, who is going to weigh how much? I mean, what's the weight of this group and what's the weight of that group? We know very well that we have reached a stalemate unless we come into consensus over a definite president. I believe the whole situation is going to be obstructed and we are going to wait. We have already seen this in the government, the formation of the government.
Yes.
The Lebanese people have to wait for more than 11 months before the 14th of March accepted the status quo, accepted the situation that they cannot by themselves form a government, a pure government of the 14th of March. They have to be partners of other people who exist in the country.
Yes.
Actually, the government that existed before, Najib Mikati's government, was there, and they waited and waited and waited to give them a chance to come and participate.
Okay.
And they never accepted. They themselves said, we don't want to be part of this government. And then they started to invent excuses and say, they didn't give us an opportunity to be in the government. They waited for you for a long time. You yourself voluntarily have chosen not to participate. Now the same thing is taking place, I believe, with the with the election of the president. Okay. They are going to continue. The thing is going to continue as is. It's going to be obstructed. It's going to be in a stalemate unless they will be convinced that they themselves cannot bring
a president. Okay, but Dr. 8th of March did not even nominate a candidate. They don't even have a candidate here.
No, this is not true, actually. Everybody knows. Now we are in Lebanon, and everybody knows that this is the candidate of this group, and this is the candidate of that group. Mm-hmm. If they didn't name, this does not mean that it does not exist.
And we were expecting a name on Wednesday.
Whether we expected a name or we didn't expect, everybody knows this is the Lebanese president is not going to be brought up from a certain Pandora box. Mm-hmm. The thing is that we have to wait for a kind of common understanding and agreement that should take place among the different Lebanese parties and groups. Mm-hmm. So until we reach this point where everybody is convinced that we should be acting within the lines of realpolitik, we should be objective, we should be realistic, it's going to take some time before they reach this dead end. Mm-hmm. And after that, maybe they'll wake up and say, okay, fine, we will accept.
Okay, to what extent do you believe, such as other stances that happened in Lebanon, that this presidential elections will also be controlled by a foreign country?
No, I believe we had a very
rare... have an impression of.
We have a very rare opportunity. Mm. And this is something that has been said by Sayyid Nasrallah himself, that this is one of the rare opportunity. In this elections, presidential elections, we might have a president that is made in Lebanon, purely in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, all the other parties are engaged, involved in their own strategic affairs.
Mm-hmm. So they're very busy and their eyes are not on Lebanon.
Exactly. They want to maintain stability in the country. Yes, this is a top priority for them.
Yes.
But interfering in the details and who's going to be the president here and there is not something that they are very keen to follow up.
Okay, Dr. Ibrahim Al-Moussa, a political analyst, thank you very much for joining us today in Weekly Scoop. It was nice having you on our show. Dear viewers, that's all the time that we have. Thank you for watching.